Why are you running for the WMC board?
Actually, I'm rather surprised by that myself. I just retired from my last job in 2011, and I was looking forward to nothing more than relaxing and enjoying my golden years attending sprint boat races. Then this mess with the hospital came up, and I just couldn't sit idly by and do nothing when there were so many things wrong with the old administration, and people were letting their emotions rather than facts and valid reasoning guide their thinking. I had to do what I could to turn the discussion back to the rational and valid issues. And I received overwhelming support from the community for my efforts to secure a successful recall. I feel that a lot of people are now looking to me, and others, of course, for leadership going forward. I believe that the recall was one of the most challenging and divisive things this community has experienced in many years. It was a painful and even a traumatic process for everyone. I would like to have the opportunity to share in bringing the community together again. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and address the huge challenges we face as a community in a mindful and careful way. We need to get our hospital back on track again. I believe we are fortunate to have the best and most competent hospital staff in the state. We are a small hospital, but we have people at every level of service who truly care about their friends and neighbors. Our CNAs provide hands-on care for some of Wrangell's most valued treasures. Whether I'm elected or not, I'm not going to stop until I see that they receive the honor and respect that they deserve.
All right. Please describe how your skills and background would enhance the board. What makes you qualified?
Well, I've been blessed with having many varied experiences in my life that have contributed to a broad range of skills. I think the accomplishment that I'm most proud of, however, is having raised my three children to become successful members of society. In the process, I also ran the business end of a successful flying service with my ex-husband for 13 years while volunteering as a DJ at KSDK for much of that time and serving one term on the school board. Then I went back to college, earned my undergraduate and graduate degrees in social work, and returned to Wrangell to serve as the state CPS OCS worker here for 15 years. For 6 years after that, I worked for the court investigating child custody and adult dependency cases and submitting my recommendations. I've developed important skills in negotiating and empowering others to reach their highest potential. I know how to set limits, and I maintain good boundaries. I know how to investigate challenging situations and make tough decisions based on available evidence, not on my own prejudices or emotion. I know that every successful business depends on good management and a positive bottom line. I truly value and respect people in general, and I believe in their goodness even when they make poor choices. I've had a close relative in our long-term care facility, and I've seen firsthand how the quality of care suffers when people are overworked, underappreciated, and oppressed by a power-hungry management team. People know where I stand. While I'm happy to listen to and consider the opinions of others, I also never hold back from sharing my opinion for fear that people won't like them.
And what are some of the top challenges facing the board, and how do you propose to approach them?
Well, we're going to have more challenges than any WMC board has ever faced here, that's for sure. There are so many critical issues that need to be addressed. So first on the agenda should be prioritizing those issues so we can focus our first efforts where they're needed most. I would advocate having as many work sessions with the Borough Assembly as it takes to accomplish that. My recommendation for a top priority is beginning the search for a new administrator. We need to find someone with solid hospital administration experience and the necessary long-term care license. Hopefully, someone with experience in Alaska. Plus, Olinda White has stated her intention of retiring in September, so we need to begin the search for a new financial officer as well. The community has expressed its concern about the finances of the hospital. Our citizens have no idea how much money is in the coffers or where the money has gone in the past. I believe we need a forensic audit so we know exactly where we stand. This will probably be a significant expense, but well worth whatever it costs. I look to cut costs in other ways by eliminating all unnecessary travel and non-essential training, for example. And then I want full transparency of the financing going forward. A lot of the people also believe that we were hoodwinked by the past administration regarding the financial viability of the new hospital. After we know exactly where we stand financially, we need to plan how best to go forward, giving the people of Wrangell the new facility they voted for, without the threat of financial disaster in the process. And, of course, we need to readdress the credentialing for Dr. Szilard, just to name a few of the major challenges.
Will you submit your name for the general election as well?
I absolutely will if I'm successful in the special election, but the electorate also needs to know that I would definitely not seek re-election in 2016. I believe that anyone who's over 70, and I'm fast approaching that, needs to step aside and encourage new blood to step up to the plate and serve our community. The future is for the young, and we have a lot of competent younger people here who could and would bring fresh new ideas forward and have the energy to accomplish them. I'll be happy to hand the mantle over to them so that can happen. In the meantime, I'd be proud to serve in the most challenging, difficult, and critical time in the history of our hospital, before I ride off into the sunset, so to speak.